Now, that, of course, was only the very beginning of my weekend. I got there Tuesday night, but I had to help out to earn the ability to be there Tuesday night. So after that, I think I went to the pool on Wednesday, because there's this lovely pool there where, guess what? Nobody seems to wear clothes. You can, and occasionally someone does, but for the most part, come on, strip naked, go skinny dipping. It feels fucking amazing to have the water just against your skin with nothing in between, nothing to catch on. Just floating and playful, especially when you're playing with someone else. It's so easy to just go from laughing and throwing balls at each other, smacking each other with pool noodles, dancing around the pool and playing, to making out, to groping, to touching. No fucking. It's the one of the two places that you're not allowed to fuck there is the pool. I mean, you can still do so much more, such as pool hypnosis. It's really simple and easy. And after playing for a bit, I tell him to stop, stay still. And I move up behind you and just wrap my arms around you. Wrap my arms as I run my fingers up and down over your body in the sun in the pool. And start to stroke lightly until your eyes close. Not because I told you to, because it feels too good to keep them open. And I just start to talk and whisper in your ear, whispering gently little things. Be a good boy for me and just let your mind drop. The world is at peace right now. All around you is a lack of any sort of responsibility, a lack of any sort of constraint. And really, you can just be free. Relax and let me hold you. And with this, I'll take my hand and I'll put it behind their neck. I'll take my other arm and I'll scoop it right underneath their knees. And I just lift up and they're nice and relaxed and you just drop for me. And drop for me as I hug them, hug you to my chest. And just start whispering in your ear as you float, completely held by me. Your body completely relaxed in my arms, helpless and vulnerable. As I whisper in your ear to just float. Feel the sun beating against your skin. A pleasurable warmth that just spreads through your entire body. Beating into you like an impact, except oh so gentle with its thoughts. I want you to feel the sun vibrating into you, so with every ray of heat you feel, it feels like it thrums through your entire body, making you vibrate with the tempo of its beating down rays, while the water cradles you and you float. Your mind floats, your body floats, and everything is peaceful. And I can just talk you down like this. Talk you down into a blissful world that is nothing but relaxation, comfort, and stability in my arms. And it feels good, and it is nice. And while we're here, your mind is just blank and open. Open to my suggestions, open to my conditioning. You're just free and you're just so very relaxed. And as you go down, down deeper into this happy place, I'm just going to give you a couple commands. A couple very simple things that are going to resonate through your mind and allow you to enjoy yourself so much more. So just relax, your head pillowed against my breast, your legs over my arms, and just you and me. There's noise all around us now, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is you and me and floating. gently in the pool. And once I have you in this lovely spot, we just float like this for a while, because it's nice and it's intimate and it feels so good. And I'll just hold my slave this way, his head pillowed against my breast, kept safely out of the waves, little waves going over his skin. And I'll just gently lower him until he's on his knees in the shallow end. Just enough that your shoulders and your head are above the water. And it feels nice, eyes still closed, mind still blank, still open and vulnerable to my commands. And I just walk around him, touching your scalp. It feels nice. Simple commands installed inside. Your knees are glued to the cement at the bottom of the pool. You cannot move them. You want to. It doesn't really matter. You are stuck. I grab his arms and I move them behind his back, telling him that he's like one of those little stretchy dolls. One of those little dolls that you can move their hands, and once you place them, they stay in that position until they're moved again. Simply a doll, simply a puppet, cannot move for as long as I say, until you're released. And then I just gently touch him. And then I tell him to wake up. 1, 2, 3. Wake up, baby. I love that dreamy expression on the face of a freshly woken up sub. That happy smile, that peaceful joy, just relaxed and complete putty in my hands. And so I step back a couple feet away in the pool, and I just start playing with my boobs and just rubbing them, just bouncing up and down a little in the water, so they just kind of float up and down on it. And I start teasing and taunting. Don't you want to be a good boy? Come suck my nipples for me. Don't you want to come bury your face in my tits? I know it's your favorite thing. And just being playful and teasing. Don't you want them? Come here, baby. And just watching the sub struggle to move. And, well, now they're awake, their smart-ass mouth comes into play, and they're like, come on, please. Begging, taunting. That's not fair. It's not meant to be fair, baby. It's just meant to be amusing for me. And I'm so amused as I walk in circles and leave them there stuck. And go off swimming in the pool a couple paces away, just playful. Throwing a ball at his head and watching as he tries to duck. Hypno in the pool is so much fun. Eventually, of course, you have to let them go. You go up behind them, grab their arms, move them from behind the back, lift them up, kiss them, and tell them they did such a good job, such a good boy. And then go back to playing in the pool.